Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Let's look into the Word today, and before we do, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Word. We thank you for your Spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you, Lord, that as we look in your Word, we'll see revelation knowledge, which will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We thank you for your Spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you that Jesus is Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been talking about mind renewal, and we're going to keep talking about it for a while longer. Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1. From the King James, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I think one translation says your highest form of worship. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We've said it's important to renew your mind to the Word. And we've talked about that for a while. We've talked about the fact that you're a spirit, soul, and body. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we talked about a little bit about the will of God and the three levels and how can you renew your mind. It's a process we spoke about. And then we went on to talk about the fact that what are you going to do in the heat of the battle? And that we need to look in the spiritual mirror and don't be double-minded. So we've covered quite a bit of ground here, but we're going to look today. I want you to look at Romans chapter 7 with me, if you would. I sat under a Bible teacher a long time ago back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he had this statement that was really, it's kind of bizarre almost, but he said Romans chapter 7 is not for the new creation believer. It shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be, but many times we are stuck right in Romans chapter 7 when we need to move on to Romans chapter 8. Well, he got my attention with that statement, but if we look at Romans chapter 7, verse 15, Paul was struggling here, and he says in Romans chapter 7, verse 15, well, we'll start back with verse 14. We could just read the whole thing, but we'll start with verse 14. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now we'll look at verse 15. For that which I do, I understand not. For what I would that do I not, but that I hate, that do I. So he's doing what he hates. That's just King James English. But I'm doing what I hate. I don't want to do this. I don't want to sin. I don't want to walk out of the will of God. And he goes on down. And he said in verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. So it's not the real man. It's not his spirit. It's the sin that's trying to dwell in his five physical senses, in his body, in his unrenewed mind. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh. Now, here he's talking about his flesh, not the real him, his flesh now, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Now let's move on down to verse 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, see, after his spirit. Verse 23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. The law that's in his mind, the part that he's of his mind that he's renewed, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now a lot of I've heard preachers say this, and this is really, I've not talked a whole lot about this, but I want to go into this just for a moment. Some people call this a dual nature theory, but let me tell you this. When you were born again, you got the nature of God. You don't have a dual nature. You don't have a separate nature working in you. It's the law of sin that's trying to work in you, not the nature of the enemy. So you don't have two natures warring against themselves. It's the thoughts that are coming against you, that's trying to war against you, and the old way of doing those, dealing with those thoughts, or rather not dealing with those thoughts, or how we act upon them. He says in verse 24, O wretched man that I am. Now here he's talking about the guy, the part of him that's not renewed here. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God, Allah, verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He will. Hallelujah. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, with that renewed part of my mind, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So these are, as we said earlier, a friend of mine's a great Bible teacher, and he shared from a book about mind traces, about things in our past and how we reacted, how we responded to challenges that come at us in our life. And we have to renew our mind to basically overcome and erase those mind traces, those paths we've walked down before. Now, he goes on in chapter 8, he says, in fact, let me back up for a minute. In verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What is he saying? I thank God I'm free. I thank God. Who shall deliver? The first part, the last part of verse 24 says, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. You could say, I'm free through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He has delivered me, praise God, from the power of darkness. And light is coming into my mind. The more I renew my mind, the more light comes in. And then chapter 8, we're trying to get down to verse 5. We may make it today. Chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me or set me free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. So if I do sin, if I do miss the mark, there is no condemnation. Why? Because God has already forgiven me, and I just go to him with 1 John 1:9 and confess that sin. He's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Amen? All sense of unrighteousness. Why? Because we're the righteousness of God in Christ. All right, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from that law. Free from the other law of sin and death. Verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness or requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Now, here's what we're going to look at, verses 5 through 9 at least. Verse 5, everywhere where you see the word flesh, I want you to put in there 5 physical senses. And every place you see the word Spirit, I want you to put in there the Word, because you see the Spirit and the Word agree, the Word says. And the flesh, he's talking about these 5 physical senses. You see, our minds should be controlled by our recreated Spirit. Let me say that again. Our minds should be controlled by our recreated Spirit, the recreated human spirit within us. All right, so let's start with verse 5. I'm going to read it the way it's written, and then I'm going to go back and we'll take it apart substituting those words. Verse 5, Romans 8:5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of this. I'm going to stop right there, and let's just take that apart. And let's look at, let's substitute those words, 5 physical senses for flesh, and word for the word Spirit, okay? And you'll understand as we go along. All right, chapter 8, verse 5. For they that are after the 5 physical senses, you see what I did? I just substituted that word. They that are after the 5 physical senses, in other words, they're thinking on those, they're leaning toward that, do mind, think about, obey, we could almost say, the things of the flesh or the 5 physical senses. Let me read it again. For they that are after the 5 physical senses do mind the things of the 5 physical senses. But they that are after the Word, the things of the Word. For to be 5 physical sense-minded, or carnally minded, is death. But to be Word-minded is life and peace. Because the 5 physical sense-mind is enmity, or hatred, or oppose, we could say, to God. For it is not subject to the law of God, or the Word, we could say. Praise God. Neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the 5 physical senses, and walking in those, we could say, cannot please God. But if you But you are not in the five physical senses. I mean, you're not walking in those. I mean, you listen to them, you hear them, they can tell you certain things, but you're not led by them. Does that make sense? You're not led by them. Praise God. Well, like I told someone another day, I don't care if it makes sense. In fact, I almost prefer it didn't. Let it go right in your spirit, Brent, man. It'll make sense when your mind's renewed. Okay, so but you're not, verse 9, so but you're not in the five physical senses, but in the Word. If so be that the Spirit of God or the Word of God dwell in you. Now, if any man has not the Word of Christ, he's none of this. Verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, let's get to this next verse. This is one of the greatest. Jim Ray told me this a long time ago. He said, that, a great Bible teacher, a friend of mine, he said this is one of the greatest healing scriptures in the Word. Right here in the New Testament. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or give life to your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. Praise God. If the Word, let's read it that way. If the Word of him that raised up, the living Word, raised up the Word of God, raised up Jesus from the dead, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give life or quicken your mortal bodies by the Word that dwells in you. Praise God. We'll just have to pick this up next time, but praise God. I want you to meditate on Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 9, and read that. Read that and read it over and over and speak it out loud to yourself and put in there the Word or the five physical senses where it says flesh and the Word where it says spirit and meditate on that and see what you come up with. I bet it's going to be good. Praise God. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.